I'd like to discuss now some of the halachas, the laws that apply to the time for lighting the menorah. So the Gemara tells us that we light the menorah at night, ashtech l'regel min ashuk, which means that the candles are meant to burn until people stop walking outside in the street. From the point of the Gemara, the mitzvah of lighting the menorah was to publicize the miracle to the people out in the street. And therefore, the time for lighting was, again, at night, because night is when candles make a difference. And it should be seen by the people in the street. And therefore, the amount of time that the menorah should be burning is until people stop walking around in the street, which we understand means the night begins at a certain point. And it was at 30 minutes after nighttime, that's when people stop walking in the street in the time of the Gemara. And this has become the standard way of knowing what is the amount of time that the candles, how long do the candles have to burn? We light them at night, and they have to burn for 30 minutes, which was the amount of time that we would say when the night began and people stopped walking in the street, it was a 30-minute period of time that took place. So when we talk about night, what does night mean when it comes to when we start lighting the candles? The Rambam and the Vilna Gaon actually learned that when it came to Hanukkah candles, the time for lighting Hanukkah candles is Shkia, sunset. And there are people in Yerushalayim and other people who still practice that way. They light the Hanukkah menorah at sunset. The Shulchan Aruch says you light the menorah at Tzeis HaKochavim, when the stars come out, which is what we call nighttime, when the stars come out. How much time is that after sunset? So for a mitzvah derabbanan, like for a rabbinic mitzvah, like lighting the menorah, we would say 45 minutes. 45 minutes would be the time when we say the stars come out, which again, following the way the Shulchan Aruch lays it out, that would be the time when we start lighting the menorah. There are many different customs of people who light earlier than that period of time, meaning not as early as sunset, but earlier than what we would typically call when the stars come out, and that's a separate discussion on its own, you know, what the explanation behind that is. So now, if we say, and now another important halacha is that although you're supposed to light the candles at night, in a circumstance where you can't light at that period of time, you won't be able to light that period of time, the halacha is you can light the Hanukkah candles as early as what we call Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha, which is an hour and a quarter in halachic hours before, depending on what you hold, either before the stars come out or before sunset, that's the earliest time you can light Hanukkah candles if you need, which is really what we do every Friday. We can't light candles after sunset. We can't light candles after dark at Shabbos. So we light when it's still daytime, but we're lighting already into the period that's already the period of Plaga Mincha, which in certain ways we consider that night. And if need be, a person can't light any later than that. A person can already light Hanukkah candles starting from Plaga Mincha. So now, if we say that the time for lighting Hanukkah candles starts when the stars come out and they're supposed to blast for half an hour, so the halacha says, so when is the time that you're supposed to light the candles? You're supposed to light the candles at sunset, at when the stars come out. Or if you don't do it then, at least within that half hour period of time that we say is the amount of period of time that people are still out in the street, that should be that. That's basically your next level of lighting. Light at the beginning of the night when the stars come out. If you miss that period of time, then light at least within that half hour afterwards, which is the half hour period that we say, again, in times of the Gemara, was the time that people were still out in the street. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings down that nowadays, as we spoke about last night, nowadays, our Persume Nisa, when we publicize the miracle through the menorah, we're not doing it for the people in the street. Since we're lighting inside, it's really for the people inside the house. And therefore, there would be a very strong argument to say that we don't have to deal anymore with this question of light when the stars come out or light within the first half hour. We're not dealing with the people in the street. We're dealing with the people inside the house. So, of course, it's got to be nighttime. But to have to say that I got to get it specific, I should be getting it during this specific period of time, there's no reason for it if they're lighting inside the house. And therefore, it would mean that nowadays we wouldn't have to worry about, as long as you're doing it at night, and for the people in the house, you should be okay. But the Ramah says, Nachin lahachmer, which means it's appropriate to be stringent and to try to, again, to follow the time, the lighting times that, again, were established in the times of the Gemara when we were lighting for the people outside. And therefore, we do try Nachin lahachmer. It's appropriate to be stringent and to try to, again, light by when the stars first come out, or within that first half hour period after that. And if you miss that period of time, if you missed it, what do? You light anyway, right? It's still night. Primarily, we're doing it for the people inside the house. So you light the light even after that period of time. So how much time do you have? You have a whole night to light the Hanukkah menorah? Is there some kind of a limit to it? So it's interesting that the opinion of the Marshal, one of the early Achrayim, is that you have up to midnight. Once you hit midnight, you lost your chance. You can't light the Hanukkah menorah anymore after midnight. The commentary of Magen Avraham, one of the main commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham says that what you do is you have up to midnight to light. If you miss midnight, then what you do is you got to make sure that someone else is present and sees you lighting the menorah. Meaning until midnight, if you'd be all alone and you would light for yourself, you're publicizing the miracle for yourself. Okay, you publicize the miracle for yourself. After midnight, we already have a question based on the Marshal whether you should be lighting. Then you should have someone there to basically have an active Persume Nisa, to have an active publicizing of the miracle. You're publicizing it to someone else, not just yourself, but to someone else. That's what the Magen Avraham says you need after you light after Chatzais. Practically speaking, we try to follow the Magen Avraham. The situation where you didn't light before midnight, and it's after midnight that you're lighting, midnight meaning halachic midnight, you would try to have someone else present at the time that you were lighting the candles. If you're living in, I would suggest if you're living in Borough Park, where after midnight, people are still out on the street, Williamsburg, in certain places where life is still very active that late, got the people in the street, they'll see it, probably wouldn't be a problem. But again,
it's almost bedtime for the kids,
yeah. So basically, if you're lighting after midnight, we try to have someone else present present seeing you actually light the menorah. That's if you're lit later. Now, but being that the point of lighting at any of these periods of time, meaning we say you should light when the stars come out, or within the first half hour period, the fact that we try to do that still, the Rama said, Nachal HaHachmer, it's appropriate to be stringent. That means it's a stringency. It's not something that we have to do according to the actual law. And therefore, many halachic authorities say that if it's a question of lighting in that period of time, or lighting when your family is around, you have all the permission in the world to wait for your family to be there. Sometimes, by the time people come back from work or kids come back from school, it's later than that period of time. And therefore, you might say, well, since I should be getting in the earlier times, I should light, I'll light so they won't be there. They can still fulfill their mitzvah, or they'll light when they come home. We have to light together for it. But many halachic authorities say that, no, there is something about the fact that you should light, the family should light together. It's a much stronger type of Persume Nisa, a much stronger way of publicizing the miracle. And if a person wants to wait for their family to light, there is no problem doing that. And there's a famous story I'll conclude with. Famous story by Fran said the story many years ago with the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim, when he was young, studied under a man who was not a Rosh Hashiva. He was not a Rav. He was actually, I believe, he was a Shamus in a shul. He was a well-known tzaddik, and he was known as Rav Nachum Kav Haradna. And the Chavetz Chaim studied by him. And the Chavetz Chaim, studying by him, he was living in his house, and he was in the house on Hanukkah, and the Chavetz Chaim is watching how it's almost the stars are coming out, and Reb Nachum is getting his menorah ready, sending him his menorah. Seisak HaChavim, the time for the stars coming out arrives, not lighting his menorah. And he's waiting, and he's waiting, and he's waiting, not lighting his menorah. The door opens, his wife comes in, she comes home, he lights the menorah. So the Chavetz Chaim went to his Rebbe and said, isn't the halacha you're supposed to light by, aren't you supposed to light by when the stars come out? So the exact version I don't know, but the point that he answered was, I waited for my wife to be here. I think one version goes, my wife likes hearing me sing, or likes hearing me sing Moist, or some kind of, the exact version. But the point of that story was, the fact that the point of the story was that, yes, if it's a question of making your wife, and it would apply also to other families, making them happy that they're present at the lighting of the menorah, you'd be able to wait and delay it. And it's because of the fact that, again, it's not the actual halacha, the letter of the law, to light then. The Rama says, Nachal HaChmer, it's a proper stringency. Well, it's it may be a proper stringency, but if it's a question what we call shalom bayis, tranquility and peace in the house, you know, having your family, making your family feel happy and being part of the lighting of the Chanukah menorah, one has all the permission to do so. Have a good night and happy Chanukah.